Migration numbers at the U.S.-Mexico border are spiking, and to many observers, living up to the word crisis. Compared to 2014, when then-President Barack Obama declared a humanitarian crisis, there are twice as many migrants who've come across so far in 2019. That includes families, asylum seekers, and unaccompanied minors. Migration Policy Institute President Andrew Seeley testified before a congressional committee earlier this month to talk about the migration numbers, and he's with me to discuss the current situation and whether he thinks immigration reform is viable at this point in time. Andrew, what are the reasons for why we're seeing these migration numbers spike?
I think there are three reasons. I mean, things are clearly bad in Guatemala and Honduras, which is where people are leaving from. These are mostly Guatemalans and Hondurans. And the political situation has gotten worse in the past year. There's an ongoing drought in parts of the two countries. And so there's reasons people are leaving. You add to that that the U.S. has, the U.S. government has tried a lot of things. The Trump administration has tried a lot of things to make it harder to get into the U.S. and then abandon them. I mean, often had to abandon them, like in the case of family separation, because there was such public outrage, or in the case of some measures they've done on asylum because the court stepped in. And every time that happens, it creates a news cycle that lets people know in Central America that there are some ways they can stay in the U.S. With family separation, they learned that in fact, the U.S. does not detain families for very long. And, you know, most of the families do get to stay in the U.S. from Central America. And so that, you know, this creates a news cycle that taught people. And then the third part is I think the key that puts it together, which is the smugglers take advantage of the fact that people are in a dire situation, but also the information they've gotten about how they can stay in the U.S. And the smugglers have become really aggressive because the caravans, the thousands of people that moved in caravans, were moving for free across Mexico to the U.S. border. And that obviously is a huge existential challenge for the smugglers. That was going to take away their business if people started doing this. And so they've gotten very aggressive on selling to people why they should go now, that Trump's going to close down the border. Right now it's easy, but it'll be harder later. You've heard how, you know, they won't hold families, do it now. They've gotten cheaper services for people that need it, better services for people that want better services, and a lot of two-for-one services for people willing to bring their children. And so the whole smuggling market changed in the last year. You put those three things together, and you've got a perfect storm where we're seeing a real increase in numbers of people willing to try the journey to make it to the U.S. border.
Over and over again, and this is not a new thing, we've heard for a long time that our immigration system is broken. What are the weak spots from your point of view? And are these things that if different sides were to put their heads together, are most of these problems solvable or at least improvable fairly readily?
Yeah, I mean, they are improvable. And I just say, I'm not sure the immigration system is broken. I mean, most immigration happens to the United States is legal immigration. Most of it works really well, actually. Immigrants do incredibly well in the United States. Immigration does well for the rest of us. For Native-born Americans as well. I mean, it's a win-win most of the time for most people. But there are some real gaps. And, you know, here the big gap has been, you know, look, I mean, there's some things going to be hard to stop. People who are living in situations of poverty in Central America, situations where there's a great deal of violence, some people are going to flee the violence. Some people are being persecuted by gangs and they really have to get out. They don't feel safe in Mexico. They're going to come to the U.S. Some people are looking for a job. You know, they can earn many times more in the U.S. They're going to do it. Not as much Mexicans. Mexicans are not coming in the same numbers as they used to, but Central Americans are. Then there are the things that we could fix. Our asylum system has become very sclerotic. It takes 2, 3, 4 years to make a decision in an asylum case. And so it is, you know, people who are fleeing violence don't really get justice. They have to wait that long to find out if they're going to be sent back. And at the same time, people that maybe aren't fleeing from violence have an incentive to try and make an asylum claim because it'll allow them to stay in the country while they're here. And by then they could be gone, right, if they decide that they're not going to win. So reasonable people, if you got them in the room, Republicans and Democrats, should be able to figure out a way of fixing our asylum system to make it work a lot quicker. So they were rendering decisions within months instead of years. And that way we are giving justice to people that need protection and we're sending back people that don't meet that bar and really need to come here a different way.
Well, so what about Congress? What can Congress do legitimately? Because even our governor, Doug Ducey, when he mentioned that maybe he would support the president if he closed the border for a day or two, but then the phrase that came out of his mouth that comes out of the mouths of many people, especially at the state level, is, well, Congress needs to do its job, but that's never really defined. Is Congress going to act? Does Congress have a framework for trying to fix this?
You know, I think there are a lot of very reasonable people on both sides in Congress that care about this issue, that are trying to do the right thing. I think it's hard for Congress to act if the president is not on board as well and if the position of the White House isn't clear. And I think there has been a problem of getting, you know, Republicans, Democrats, and the White House all to talk to each other and speak, at least figure out what is the general area that they can all agree on. They may have to agree on the specifics yet, but, you know, what's the general kind of fix that we could all agree on? And look, this is on both sides. I mean, the Trump White House wants to do things very unilaterally. They have a huge sort of quick fix unilateral tendency. But Democrats are also reluctant to spend a lot of time dealing with the White House. And even some Republicans in Congress don't want to get ahead of the White House on things. And Democrats do reject things out of hand sometimes from the White House. So, you know, there's a lot you could blame a lot of sides on this. I think you may see Congress, especially now it's a divided Congress, I think you may see Congress trying to do some things on asylum, which would be positive. You probably won't see anything yet on the illegal immigration system, which is another piece. I mean, we should be thinking about how we create some legal pathways for Central Americans to work in the U.S. If you could create some of those opportunities, you'd probably have fewer people trying to go illegally. But I think that's going to be harder. You may see some action on things like DACA, which will not affect the current, you know, situation at the border, but we probably should be doing. You'll see some things on border security. You know, there's some areas that Congress may be able to move. But I think a larger agreement is going to be harder because right now there just isn't the trust among the different parties.
We've seen dramatic change in just the last few days as it relates to the Department of Homeland Security. What do you make of that overall? Does that tell you philosophies are changing, philosophies are getting more harsh? What are you anticipating there?
I think President Trump is headed for a much tougher position on migration, which doesn't mean it's actually going to be tougher in reality. Be tougher in discourse. What we know from the past is when it's tougher in discourse, it's often not very effective. And actually a slightly more moderate approach would actually be tougher in the long term. So I think we may be headed for, you know, tough talk on migration, but maybe not as much real tough action, because real tough action involves making systemic changes, building bipartisan consensus, and making some changes that stick over time, like how you fix the asylum system. So, I mean, I think that is the, you know, I'm afraid we're moving away from that. And it means working with Mexico. I mean, it means working in a very hard-headed way with Mexico so that Mexico can step up, the Mexican government can step up and do some of the things they've said they want to do to create opportunities for Central Americans to stay in Mexico. So my fear is we've moved away from that, and we're going to see a lot more quick fixes in the future, and those generally don't end up working.
Andrew Seeley, president of the Migration Policy Institute, very nice to talk with you. Thanks.
Great talking with you.